Insela mis-semija kollha ta' Campus 103.7, jiena Wilfred Kennelly nistaddinkom għal programm ieħor Riċerkaturi. F'dan il-programm niltaqgħu ma' akademiċi mill-Università ta' Malta u niddiskutu magħhom proġetti ta' riċerka u kif dawn il-proġetti anke jeffettwaw il-ħajja tagħna ta' kuljum illum jew fil-futur. Miegħi fl-istudio illum għandi żewġ mistednin għandi l-professoressa Joan Kassar, kap tal-Dipartiment tal-Konservazzjoni u Wirt Mibni, u magħha għandi l-Miss Jennifer Porter, illi ħanitkellmu aktar tard magħha wkoll. Ħanitkellmu ġifieri fuq konservazzjoni, id-Dipartiment tal-Konservazzjoni u Wirt Mibni, fih dan il-Fakultà tal-Ambjent Mibni. Mela, ismu miegħu konservazzjoni. Joan, ftit informazzjoni dwar id-dipartiment u x'inhu huma l-objettivi tiegħu.
Mela, grazzi ħafna tal-istedina. Jiena kif spjegajt inti sew, aħna qegħdin fil-Fakultà tal-Ambjent Mibni. Nikkonċentraw ħafna fuq il-Wirt Mibni, però mhux biss. Fil-fatt għalhekk id-dipartiment jisbu konservazzjoni u Wirt Mibni. Għaliex qed ngħidlek? Għaliex aħna interessati fil- Nieħdu ħsieb il-wirt tagħna. U għandna ħafna aspetti għandna l-wirt mibni, però għandna pereżempju anki il-pittura u anki l-pittura fuq il-ħajt u l-mosaiċi. Ċifieri aħna nħarsu lej dawn b'mod globali. Biex nalmu l-istudenti tagħna, aħna primarjament il-programmi tagħna huma masters programs li aħna jiġu studenti minn varji degrees oħra, jiddaf bil-chemistry, architecture, history of art, u aħna mbagħad nalmuhom fuq il-konservazzjoni. Nalmuhom kemm ġo l-fakultà stess biex nippreparaw dawk li huma l-conservation architects li huma dawk li huma l-periti li huma jieħdusi bil-wirt mibni, però nippreparaw ukoll aħna hands-on conservators, ġifieri dawk li jieħdu l-professjoni tal-konservazzjoni jieħdu l-worried u mbagħad huma li attwalment jaħdmu fuq il-pitturi jew fuq il-ġebla jew fuq il-mosaiċi. Fir dan huwa l-aspett tagħna akademiku. Però aħna naraw importanti ħafna anke fid-dinja kollha fil-fatt li l-konservazzjoni għadda l-parti tal-prattika. Allura fejn jiġu dawn il-hands-on conservators, dawn li mbagħad jieħdu il-conservation warrant, dawn nagħmlu ħafna proġetti reali, veri, li biex nagħtu lill-komunità xi ħaġa u fl-istess ħin l-istudenti jitalmu l-etika u l-professjoni kif se jaħdmu fuq wirt li huwa veru mhux fuq affarijiet li huma replika jew xi ħaġa hekk. U fil-fatt illum se nitkellmu fuq żewġ proġetti bħal dawn.
Ekku, illum ħanitkellmu fuq żewġ proġetti. Inti semmejt li ħafna mill-istudenti jkunu ġejjin minn kampijiet li semmejt il-kimika, per eżempju. Għaliex hawnhekk ħafna xjenza, ġifieri, meta niġu issa apparti teorija hemm ukoll il-prattika u hawnhekk jidħlu anke prattiċi xjentifiċi.
Fil-fatt il-konservazzjoni issa hija dawn l-aħħar anke 20-50 sena hija xjenza. Però ovvjament irid ikollok ħafna wkoll sensitività artistika. Ċfiri dan huwa cross bejn ix-xjenza u l-arti. Il-kimika hija importanti ħafna, però anki l-konoxxenza tal-arti u l-apprezzament u l-etika. Aħna fil-fatt kif kont qed ngħid nagħmlu primarjament masters programs, però nitt ukoll ngħid li minn 2027 se nibdew programm ukoll tal-baċċellerat. Li dan jaċċetta tfal li għandhom ovvjament matrik idealment b'xi konnotazzjonijiet xjentifiċi, però mbagħad aħna iktar intuhom nrawmuhom iktar f'affarijiet li huma relatati li ma jkunux koprew fl-iskola.
So, aħna din mhux l-ewwel darba li inti ġejt fuq dan il-programm u fid-drabi oħra tkellimna fuq proġett li llum huwa lest spiċċa li kien il-konservazzjoni tax-xogħol ta' Matteo Perez d'Aleccio fil-Palazz tal-President il-Belt, jew fil-Palazz tal-Gran Mastru kif ngħidulu. U hemmhekk kont għamiltlek mistoqsija li ħa neġa' nagħmilek illum għax nisi saqsuha di. Meta nitkellmu fuq konservazzjoni hija differenti minn restawr. Qed nitkellmu fuq li nżommu kemm jista' jkun l-artefatt nipproteġuh u waqfu l-ħsara hekk.
Okay, mela hawnhekk għandna ftit inqogħdu għadd bliema lingwa jkunu qed nużaw għax pereżempju Taljani jużaw preparjament il-kelma restawr. Ma jitaġġi jużawa konservazzjoni. Whereas the English speaking world jużaw konservazzjoni. Aħna l-istudenti intuhom iż-żewġ aspetti għax fil-Ingliż konservazzjoni hija eżattament kif qed tinti li ma tagħmilx iżomm il-ħsara biex ma tikkomplix. Però mbagħad hemm l-aspett tar-restawr li inti idealment, estetikament, tipprova tagħmel dik xi ħaġa iktar leġibbli.
So, ġwien intuq tmissu mat-tnejn.
Iva, hawnhekk tmissu mat-tnejn.
U meta ngħidu fuq għal niftehmu meta nitkellmu fuq ħsara. L-ħsara tista' tkun ġejja minn żmien. Ġifieri qed nitkellmu fuq affarijiet fuq artefatti li huma għandhom l-età tagħhom ukoll, uħud minnhom għandhom 400, 500 sena, 600 sena. Ġifieri mhux neċessarjament għax sarilhom il-ħsara għax kien hemm jinnaf, għax kien hemm ċaqliq fl-art
jew
vandaliżmu jew imma għaliex għal kull ħaġa oħra jgħaddi żmien minn fuqha u teqdiem u kollok bżonn allura tuħossib li twaqqaf ċertu ħsara, anke ċerta elementi jistgħu jagħmlu ħsara hux hekk.
Fil-fatt il-kamp tiegħi huwa tal-ġebla u Malta nafu li għandna ġebla poruża. Għanna ambjent li huwa umdu ħafna u għanna wkoll ħafna mel-ħieġi bil-baħar. U hemmhekk qed nagħmlu cocktail ta' affarijiet li iva maż-żmien jibda jkun hemm ħafna deterjorament li aħna nippruvaw nilqgħu naraw għalfej u naraw kif nistgħu iżommuh billi kompli.
So, mel-ħalli nibdew inħarsu lejn dawn iż-żewġ proġetti, għandna żewġ proġetti li huma fiżikament imbedin minn xulxin. U anka naħseb minn bedin minn xuxin anka fl-epoka ta' meta nbnew u meta saru. Nibdew bl-ewwel wieħed. Meta wieħed imur il-Furjana, il-ġnien tal-Argotti, ħafna minna daħlu fih għal raġuni u għal-oħra, però hemm struttura ġo fih li għandin fejhom illi ħanitkellem għalija ma skont naf li teżisti din jien qabel ma bdejna nħarsu lejn dan il-proġett. U dan innim fejhom ilu emmek ħatejdulna entom u għandu bżon ħafna konservazzjoni. U beda dan il-proġett fuq il-konservazzjoni tal-nimfejum fl-Argotti. Għandur fuq Jennifer hawnhekk. Jennifer, welcome to the program. You are on the ground leading this project, the conservation of the nimfejum within the Argotti Gardens, the Botanic Gardens of Argotti. Perhaps even that is something we need to explain, that the botanic gardens are part of the university complex. So, why do we need to conserve this nymphaeum? In what state is it? And perhaps some history about the structure itself.
Okay. So why to conserve this nymphaeum? So we know that it was quite frequent to find nymphaea as part of gardens, Baroque gardens in the Knights period throughout Malta, but there are very few which survive, and very few particularly which survive with the kind of decoration that we find in the nymphaeum at the Argotti Gardens. So the nymphaeum in the Argotti was designed as a garden structure that was part of this Baroque villa, so probably built in the late 18th century. And the structure was built to be appreciated as part of the garden as one walked through this garden. And the layout of the 18th century garden survives around the nymphaeum. So it survives in quite a unique context within Malta. And then inside of this nymphaeum, it's decorated with mosaics, but they're not made of tessera, like we normally think of mosaics. They're actually created from materials such as shells and corals and pieces of glass, etc., which form the decorative surfaces. So this is really unusual in Malta as well. There's only one other structure, a small chapel in Tasilj, mm-hmm. in the area of Tasilj, that has a similar decoration.
And do we know anything about who did this, who sponsored it, who came up with the idea of having this?
So we have an indication. Certainly the mosaic was sponsored by one of the knights, Argot, who was a Spanish knight and was a bailiff of the order. And we know that the mosaic was commissioned by him because his coat of arms appears in the mosaic.
And the garden took his name eventually.
Yeah.
He was quite a top brass.
Mm-hmm. So it was his property. But it's interesting, we have physical evidence in the monument itself that probably something, it existed in some form before the mosaic was created. So the building wasn't built for the decoration, but probably was there, was modified, and then the mosaic was created for it. So it's possible that the Nymphaeum formed part of an earlier property, because we know that Argote joined together two properties to create sort of his larger villa mm-hmm. property with its garden area. So the Nymphaeum may have existed previously, and then he modified it and then decorated it with the mosaics.
And the scope of this Nymphaeum was purely for recreation, to pass some quiet time in the shade. There was, if I'm not mistaken, there was water there, right?
Yeah, correct.
There was a fountain?
Yes, there's a fountain in the interior, and it does seem that it was made to function. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't simply sort of a decorative element, because we find sort of evidence of the piping systems.
All right.
For actually carrying water. And it seems that the water would have been under some amount of pressure, because the openings are quite small. So the water would have arrived under pressure and created jets as it sort of shot out of these small openings in the mm-hmm. pipes. There's some interesting questions around that, of where the water came from, how the pressure was created to actually drive the fountain, et cetera. So
could it be, is there a connection with the aqueduct and the supply of water from the...
Very possibly.
From the higher grounds in Dina and Rabat.
Yeah.
And all.
Yeah.
So, because it's quite close to the entrance of the city.
Yeah. Right? The aqueduct actually runs directly behind this area of the Nymphaeum Garden. I mean, the Argote Gardens. So,
right.
Yeah. So the most logical would be that the fountain was actually driven by water from the aqueduct in some way, but we don't know the exact mechanism yet.
Okay, so, and this Nymphaeum is not exactly in the best of shapes.
Yeah.
Tell us something about that.
Okay. So the structure, it's actually built of Globigerina limestone, which is very porous, readily absorbs water, mm-hmm. and all of the materials that make up the mosaic are also very porous. So it's a lime plaster with these decorative elements embedded. And because the Nymphaeum is part of this functioning garden, there's always been a lot of water which has surrounded the monument. And there are a number of very large cisterns located directly beneath or surrounding the monument. And so there's been a lot of issues with deterioration driven by water absorption and transport into the stone of the building, which is then carried into the mosaics. And that water also transports a lot of salts, which drives the deterioration of the materials. So what we now find is a building where a lot of the mosaic has been lost. A lot of the materials are significantly powdering, and it's very actively deteriorating.
And this has been going for a number of decades,
right? This has been going on for a very long time. And in fact, we know that in sort of the 1950s or 60s, an intervention was done on the exterior of the building with the hopes of improving the situation. But in fact, it made things much worse. So a layer of cement was applied to the exterior of the
building.
That
didn't help much, right?
No, it did not, because it would have simply driven the evaporation of any water in the stone to the interior and to the mosaic. So salts preferentially would have moved to the interior of the building.
So now we have a situation where a good part of these mosaics have been lost.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
And it's ongoing still.
Yes.
It's being lost. And you are at this point trying to stop that damage. And so that would be phase one of your project, right?
Yes. Well, in fact, phase one will be that we need to, because the
perhaps was the first stage, right?
Yeah. Investigations, including things like understanding the original materials, what's happened to the building and the surroundings since the creation of the monument. Also to understand why it's deteriorating and why it continues to deteriorate so rapidly. And then once we've understood those aspects, we can start to address the causes of deterioration. But we also look at things like the current condition of the mosaics, what they need in order to be stabilized. So the first stage after all of that investigation is actually, because the mosaics so much has been lost and they're so delicate at this point. We can't, what we need to do to address the causes of deterioration would be to address external factors such as the cement plastering on the exterior of the building, make repairs to the roof, maybe make some repairs to the surroundings to control water flow mm-hmm. towards the monument. But we can't undertake any of that work until we've done temporary stabilization of the mosaics surviving on the interior of the building. So our first step will actually be to stabilize the surviving mosaic. And then stage two will be to begin addressing the external factors, which are exacerbating their deterioration. Okay.
Jennifer, I'll come back to you later. Joanne, dak li qed Jennifer jirrikjedi f'moħħi lo ħaġa li tiġini f'moħħi jirrikjedi flus u jirrikjedi nies b'ċerta talenti, preparati. Kif tagħmlu biex issibu dawn iż-żewġ?
Mela, li rrid nibda ngħid huwa li aħna għandna billi kif qed tittisew l-Argotti Gardens huwa parti mill-università. Aħna għandna ikkonċernati fuq dan il-fehu bħal-ħafna ħafna snin. Imma ma kienx hemm flus. Allura li kif bdejna huwa bdejna bit-teżijiet tal-istudenti. Ġifieri kellna ħafna studenti tal-masters tagħna u kien hemm anki teżijiet preċedenti fejn huma studjaw aspetti varji tal-mapping u at least fejni deteriorazzjoni, grouts, u studjajna ħafna materjali li kena ħafna teżijiet. Ċiri l-ewwel parti biex xogħli qed nagħmlu issa u anki li niġbru daw l-affarijiet kollha flimkien. Flus hija essenzjali u li ġara huwa the lot of luck u not only luck, aħna għajna ma xaħat li jismu stew il-Fred Kennedy u pala RIDT għajna ħafna biex insibu sponsorship għaliex dana naħdmu bil-studenti fejn nistgħu anki pala teżijiet, imma aħna rridna nimpjegaw professional conservators, jiġifieri nies li jafu x'inhu ma jagħmlu biex dan ix-xogħol jagħmluh b'mod l-iktar professjonali. Jennifer hija professional warranted conservator, għandna nies oħra fid-dipartiment li huma conservators, imma aħna akademiċi wkoll u nagħmlu u nagħmlu. Allura għandna tnejn min-nies full time issa, thanks to this money, jiġifieri impjegati full time li qed jagħmlu dan ix-xogħol. Għalla Jennifer l-ewwel ta' dokumentazzjoni, studio, trials u mbagħad iva immexxu nkomplu biex.
U allura u għaxira li minn hawnhekk anke nirringrazzjaw lill-sponsor ta' dan il-proġett li huma l-Malta Tourism Authority u l-NDSF illi ġabu l-flus li nkunu nistgħu nagħmlu dan ix-xogħol li ħajdum madwar 3 snin.
Ħafna iva, ħafna nirringrazzjawhom għas sempliċi raġuni li kif qed tispjega sew Jennifer, ħafna minn dal-mozaik m'għadux hemm. Allura l-ewwel impressjoni li meta twur hemmhekk hija li Marija hekk se nagħmlu qegħdu l-flus tagħna u l-MTA rawa mal-ewwel anke Mr. Il-Perit Kevin Sadni nirringrazzjaw ħafna x'ma l-ewwel radi l-ħaġa u raw il-potenzjal. U issa qed mixjien ġajna sena dejjin u nirringrazzjawhom ħafna dan l-sponsorship għax żgur ma kien isir xejn mingħajrhom.
Sawa, ħanagħmlu pawża qasira nisimgħu biċċa mużika u mbagħad inkomplu nitkellmu. Ħanibda bik, Professor Kassar, tagħżel biċċa mużika, nisimgħuha flimkien, imbagħad niġu nkomplu niddiskutu.
All right. Basically, yeah, palace, I'm into classical music. Sorry, that's my scene. I'm preparing for things to come. Pero at the moment, ħafna tħalt, I'm very much impressed by Shostakovich u il-waltz mill-Jazz Suite number 2 għalija, it's at the moment, it touches my soul.
Ija, bieċa mużika mortali, ħan nisimgħu din bieċa mużika sabiħa ta' Dmitri Shostakovich, imbagħad niġu lura qegħdin fil-programm Riċerkaturi, illum qed nitkellmu mal-professoressa Joanne Kassar u ma' Miss Jennifer Porter fuq konservazzjoni ta' ninfejhom il-Furjana u mbagħad għandna proġett ieħor. Lura fil-program edin nitkellmu fuq il-konservazzjoni tan-nimfejhom li jinsab fil-ġnien tal-Argotti l-Furjana, Jennifer. So now, as we speak, what are you doing at what is the state of your of your project?
Okay. So we are benefiting from many years of previous study, as Professor Kassar was saying. So let's see, when our two conservators joined the project to begin assisting us with this, they spent a lot of time sort of compiling previous research and then, of course, complementing that with their own. So studying aspects such as original technology, the environmental conditions, salt activity, et cetera. So with all of that information in the background and also a review of previous conservation interventions, which had been tried at the site and actually didn't perform very well, they've begun designing and testing new conservation materials. And this phase is really vital because of the how active the deterioration at this site is, how complex the problem is, and also what we see is that previous attempts, though very well intentioned, have actually caused the problem. Previous attempts at conservation, have actually exacerbated problems. Mm. So we really need to invest a lot of time in design and testing in order to make sure that we don't make the problem worse. So that's where my our conservators are at the moment. So they're looking at, they're testing plasters, different plaster formulations. And the purpose of these materials is to stabilize the mosaics, but also we're trying to design them so that moisture and salts will move preferentially into these conservation materials. So we call them sacrificial plasters because they should fail before the original materials. We're also looking into things like grouting materials. And then there are some aspects of the work, such as still looking into some areas of the original technique, so that we can possibly think of ways of presenting the mosaics at the end of the process, the conservation process. And actually, the work has also found that the mosaic decoration extends to the exterior of the building. So we actually found an area of decorative mosaic flooring at the entrance to the Nymphaeum as part of this work.
And what state is that?
It's unstable. It needs stabilization as well because it's been sort of covered just by soil buildup over the years, but there has been quite a bit of deterioration, and so that also needs stabilization and cleaning. Yeah.
And once the project, which is more or less than halfway through at the moment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there an intention to make this place more accessible once it is conserved?
Yeah, certainly. Before the project began, it's a semi-open structure, so it doesn't have a door. So it's just open to the garden. And visitors to the garden could simply walk into the monument. So the hope is that once again it will be opened again for visitors, certainly. Yeah.
Okay. And the team that is working, you are leading a small team.
Mm-hmm.
They have different kind of skills, backgrounds, preparation?
Yeah. So they're both fully trained wall paintings conservators. So they both have master's degrees in the conservation of wall paintings. But in addition, one of the conservators also has a previous degree in architectural conservation. And so he also brings sort of sensitivity and knowledge about conservation of stone structures to this work, which is very complementary in this case because the condition and conservation of the building is so integral to the conservation of the mosaic.
Importanti li żid li għandna ħafna għajnuna mill-Restoration and Preservation Department li għamluna laser scanning għed jissapportjawna ukoll fil-applications li qed nagħmlu, planning applications u għandna lil Professor Dion Buħaġġar who li qed jgħinna ħafna fil-parti strutturali għax hemm xi problemi strutturali żgħar ukoll jiġifieri. It-team full-time huwa dan eżattament li spjegajna, però għandna ħafna għajnuna u wkoll di Argotti Resource Center u l-Kumitat qed ikunu very, very supportive u anke l-kuraturi previous curators like Joe Bohajar or Mr. Melli or current curators. So it's teamwork. It's absolutely teamwork.
Interessanti ħafna, ġifieri jiena nawguralkom li dan il-proġett jara mhux biss it-tmiem tiegħu, imma jara wkoll il-possibilità li nsalvaw dak li baqa' u naf ukoll li hemm ritratti interessanti ta' kif kien dan. Ġifieri nistgħu minn dawn ir-ritratti nagħmlu xi ħaġa għaliex li tagħmlu lura kif kien impossibbli dik mhux se tiġri.
Aħna li għanna, aħna bażikament aħna esperti fil-konservazzjoni, però aħna wkoll xjenzjati. U xjenzjati ħares ħafna lejn teknoloġija eżistenti, ma jħarsux biss lejn il-passat, jħarsu lejn il-futur. U aħna qed naħsbu u naħdmu anke mal per eżempju Professor Xavier Formosa, għax qed nippruvaw għada bidu ta' ideja, imma forsi nistgħu nużaw il-virtual reality biex min jiġi hemmhekk jista' jara kif kienet anki f'sekoli differenti, mhux kif kienet eżatt. La
darba hemm ritratti.
Eżatt, eżatt.
Li hemm fuq xi tibni, mhux dimusa.
Mhux ħafna, ħafna għax hemm ħafna luma black and white u ovvjament ma tarax il-kuluri, imma.
Però llum il-ġurnata tista' anka hemmhekk nużaw it-teknoloġija kif qed tgħid inti, llum anke bl-intelligenza artifiċjali tista' anka. Tagħmel rendering ta' kif seta' kien dan qabel ma beda jintilef dal-mod.
Għax il-punt importanti huwa li aħna maħniex imwaħħlin fil-passat, assolutament. Aħna nużaw il-passat biex nimxu lejn il-futur. U dej importanti anke iż-żgħar li jiġu jkellmuna smal li tgħid nistudja dan is-suġġett. Aħna nħarsu ħafna lejn il-futur mhux biss lejn il-passat. U dan il-messaġġ huwa importanti lejn għaż-żgħażagħ. Naħseb.
U anka naħseb jien li tittuża l-għodda li għandek illum, mhux l-għodda li kellek il-bieraħ.
Eżatt, eżatt. U wkoll tista' anke timpruvja t-teknoloġija billi inti b'xi mod tinkjem għall-passat. Hija żwieġ li huwa ferm importanti. U aħna tgħid kemm ninsistu mal-istudenti tagħna li hekk għandhom jaħsbu. U nnexxinna. Kellha studenti tajbin.
Tajjeb ħafna. Mela. Ħanna tilqum il-Furjana nħallu x-xogħol tal-konservazzjoni tan-ninfejhom f'idejn l-esperti u ħammorru limiti taż-żurrieq ġo kappella tal-Lunzjata f'ħal milliri. Dan issa hija epoka oħra. Dan mhijiex żmien il-kavalliri hawnhekk huwa żmien ieħor. U din il-kappella għanda pitturi mal-ħajt illi huma żbieħ wisq. U f'kollaborazzjoni l-Università qed tagħmel ma' din l-art ħelwa illi hija l-kustodju ta' din il-kappella ta' Milliri, intom il-Dipartiment ta' Konservazzjoni u Wirt Mibni qegħdin tagħmlu wkoll konservazzjoni ta' dawn ix-xogħlijiet ta' pittura mal-ħajt li hemm f'din il-kappella. Nibdew minn hawn. Il-kollaborazzjoni ma' din l-art ħelwa u kif wasaltu biex identifikajtu din il-kappella u x-xogħlijiet li fiha.
Mela, jiena nixtieq nimxi ħafna issa lejn il-passat għas-sempliċi raġuni li jiena jiena ili naħdem l-università, ma jiena anke kont naħdem Museums Department u il-link ma' din l-art ħelwa ilha ġejja ħafna, speċjalment tiegħi jiena fis-snin 80 diġà kont involuta mal-kappella ta' mal-Knisja ta' ħar milliri. Din l-art ħelwa dejjem kellhom preoccupazzjoni u dejjem mod not tajjeb biex din il-kappella, din il-Knisja tibqa' f'stat tajjeb. U kien hemm żmien fejn rrid insemmihom għax dawn għalija huma l-pjoniri li bdew ix-xogħol tajjeb u importanti biex din il-Knisja tiġi għandna f'dan l-istat pjuttost tajjeb. Pereżempju bħal Professur Mario Bohajar u Professur Anthony Bonanno li kienu verament iħarsu l-qudiem u rridu jagħmlu l-aħjar għal din il-Knisja u kien Mister Tony Maġġor li għandu storja twila mal-Knisja. U fis-snin tmenninijiet kienu inkwetati fuq-konservazzjoni b'mod professjonali imma ma kienx hawn konservazzjoni hawn Malta għandi ngħid, laqgħa kien hawn awareness il-konservazzjoni, imma dawn kienu verament kienu enlightened u bdew jinkwetaw u rridu jagħmlu l-affarijiet kif suppost. U fil-fatt huma kienu ġabu l-Sharon Cather mill-Courtauld li dak iż-żmien kienet absolute international expert fuq dawn l-affarijiet. U ġabawha għaw u tat rapport insomma fuq kif l-aħjar jieħdu. Sibdaw l-affarijiet. Mbagħad għadda żmien u dejjem din l-art ħelwa dejjem riedu jkomplu jistudjaw u jaraw l-affarijiet kif huma sejrin. U fi żmien aħna għaddin tagħna qabel kien Professor Alex Torpiano li
għamel żmien kien ukoll il-President.
Li kien il-President ta' din l-art ħelwa u kien saqsina għall-innas ma dawn jerġgħu jridu jagħmlu studju jridu jaraw kif huma titħlu għalina aħna konna bdejna anke daħlu xi ftit l-istudenti u għedna iva, iva, sa naqbdu nagħmlu lkom dan ix-xogħol li again, jekk inti ma jkollik xil-flus naqra diffiċli għax. You know, l-istudenti tagħna mhumiex ħafna u x-xogħol jimxi bil-mod wiss. U again, thanks to RIDT, ġabunna sponsorship tajjeb ħafna li issa minn issa l-qudiem nistgħu nibdew anki naġlu ħafna iktar dan il-proġett għax bil-mod kien għaddi.
U tajjeb ukoll insemmuhom l-sponsors ta' din dan il-proġett li huma l-Fondazzjoni tal-Malta International Airport. Illi malli kellimnihom l-ewwel aċċettaw illi jidħlu għal dan il-proġett u allura kif qed tgħid inti issa li sar dan l-arranġament nistgħu nibdew għalkemm diġà beda xi xogħol kif kont qed tgħid inti. U allura ħana ġew morru għan Jennifer, because Jennifer is also leading this project with a team of conservators in Ħal Milliri. We have a different story here, totally different from the Linfeum. We're talking about a medieval church. We're talking about wall paintings. And so the situation is totally different. Tell us, what was the snapshot when you arrived there first time? What was the situation?
Okay, correct. So the materials and the period are very different, or quite different, but Ħal Milliri also has issues with water transport and salt-related deterioration, but the rate of deterioration is significantly slower than at the Nymphaeum. And also, it's a problem that Dean Lard Helwa and Professor Kassar and others have been aware of for some time, and so measures have been taken to control the deterioration. It's also a real advantage that it's a closed space, so you can actually keep the door shut, which stabilizes the internal environment and controls deterioration. But there, the survival of the paintings is very good. It's the best surviving medieval paintings in Malta, wall paintings, sorry, which makes it highly significant. But there has been loss of portions of the painting, mainly the lower portions of the wall paintings, due to salt-related deterioration, but also past use of the building. So the last time, there has been previous conservation at the site, and the last intervention was sort of in the 90s. And those, what was noticed recently was that there has been some ongoing salt activity, and the plasters, some of the conservation plasters, which had been applied in sort of the 1990s, are beginning to fail. And so those sorts of issues need to be addressed mainly. So that's what it seems at the moment. We're completing our diagnostics at the moment, but
you said that the deterioration rate is much slower. Mm-hmm. Could it be, I don't know, I'm just thinking now, could it be that because the Nymphaeum is closer to the water, having the harbor and it's very close to a water body, while the Ħal Milliri is more inland, right?
Yeah, I think it's probably more to do with the functioning of the garden in the surroundings of the Nymphaeum that are the main source of water. But you know, the Ħal Milliri has been maintained, or the issues which are driving the deterioration at Hamileri, they've been diagnosed and people have been aware of them for longer. And there have been steps to mitigate the problems and also maintain the building in ways that haven't been possible at the Nymphaeum. And again, also because the Nymphaeum is a semi-enclosed space, it's much more difficult to control salt activity on the interior of the building mm-hmm. at that site than at Hamileri, where since the root of the problem was diagnosed as salt activity, the recommendation has been to simply keep the doors shut at the site, which stabilizes the interior environment. And that really allows control of the...
And there wasn't the let's say, experimentation that happened at the other site, which caused more damage than good, right?
There have been some past interventions at Hamileri as well.
As well.
Which, okay. as frequently... I mean, this is very, very common around the world, not just in Malta, but, you know, the science... and the profession of conservation have really advanced significantly mm-hmm. since, you know, especially sort of the 1990s into the 2000s. So in lots of sites in Malta and elsewhere in the world, there have been interventions in the past which were done to the best of the knowledge at the time, but have actually provoked further issues. So yeah, it's very common.
Understandable. Let's make another short break and listen to another piece of music, and this time Jennifer is going to choose the music, and we'll listen to that, and then we'll continue and start concluding our chat. So, your choice.
Okay, so I've chosen the song Heat Wave by the band LA Takedown, which is actually a band of some of my friends in Los Angeles, where I was living before moving to Malta. So I chose it because... it reflects part of my background. But also I think it has sort of a driving rhythm, which reflects sort of, you know, the pace of a conservation project, but also then sort of the layering of melodies, the building layering of melodies and instruments also reflect sort of all of the different components of a project and how you need to bring all of them together to bring it to its completion. So,
right. So let's listen to Heat Wave and hoping that you would not experience heat waves in your work. and then we'll continue our chat.
Thank you.
Lura fil-programm riċerkaturi qegħdin nitkellmu fuq issa l-konservazzjoni tal-pitturi li hemm fil-Knisja ta' Ħalmilliri qed nitkellmu ma' Jennifer Porter. Jennifer, similar to what we said about the work at the Nymphaeum, you need specialized personnel here. You need people with particular skills. So apart from yourself and the university scientist, you are also employing people to work on this work, on this project, right? So how do you go about that?
So we also employ research support officers to help us with this work so that the project can keep moving forward in a timely manner. But it's also advantageous for us because we hire fully trained and usually conservators who have a lot of experience on other projects previous to either the Nymphaeum or Ħalmilliri. And this is great for us because it means that we're getting other expertise as well. So people who come in with experience working on different projects, different problems, who bring new ideas to the work. But it's also very advantageous for the students who work with us because they get exposure to a greater range of professionals, which really enriches their educational experience.
And another question, the Ħalmilliri Church, not like the Nymphaeum in Floriana, is still in use.
Yes.
In a way, because Din L-Art Helwa makes it a point that this church is at least once a month, if I'm not mistaken, it's open and there is a function or something, right?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, it is still a consecrated church.
So how do you reconcile this project with the fact that this church is still open to the public within limited schedules, but
open. Yeah. So actually, at the moment, it is still visitable, but we ask that it be done by appointment. So you get in touch with us in advance, and we plan a day, etc. Because we do have a scaffolding on the interior of the church at this point. But we did design the scaffolding so that visits would still be possible. Din L-Art Helwa keeps the church usually. Before the project, was opening it once a month for the public to come and visit and view the paintings. It is still a consecrated church, so it is used also at least once a year, in particular for the feast.
The Feast of the Annunciation,
yep.
I think.
Yeah. And there are regularly sort of school and academic visits to also view the paintings and the site. So as much as possible, we are helping supporting Din L-Art Helwa and continuing to facilitate visits to the site. And we'd definitely be happy to.
And this project is still at the early stages, right? You only started recently. So how do you see the progress of this project? What is the timeline of the project?
Okay, so we've been in sort of the diagnostic phases. So once again, compiling previous studies, doing a survey of the current condition of the site so that we can understand the conservation needs and then come up with a conservation proposal. So we are completing that process now, and we will be moving into the stage of proposing actual conservation interventions. And interventions that can mean, directly on the artwork, or it can mean interventions, for example, maintaining the roof of the building. It can also mean, efforts to control the environment, et cetera. So it's not necessarily directly on the paintings. And actually, we will be hiring two RSOs for that project as well, hopefully starting early in 2026. To begin moving that phase of the project forward for us.
You mentioned in the beginning that the materials used here are totally different from what you find in let's not mention the Nymphaeum, because that is a totally different thing. But we are talking here late 15th century, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what sort of materials were being used at that time, Any connection to what one can find today as materials that would be used in similar structures?
Interesting. So yeah, There are the wall paintings at Hamuliri. So it's also a building that's constructed of Globigerina limestone. And the wall paintings are made with a lime plaster. And then the paint layers are applied on the surface of that plaster. Malta is a very interesting material context because there, of course, the geology limits the types of materials that are available for use. Some materials would be brought in, of course, through trade, but especially for building materials, you know, where you need a lot of volume and weight of material. Very often, of course, they're making use of what's available.
You make use of what's available.
Yeah. So very often the plasters, both in the medieval period, I mean, so far, this is actually an area that hasn't been thoroughly studied yet, but actually in most periods in Malta, so far the evidence confirms, I mean, it's logical, but it also confirms that a lot of materials were taken from Malta. So you find lime plaster and then a lot of limestone aggregates that are used in the plasters. But then there will often be import or some materials which would have been the result of import. Now, whether they were imported specifically for use in plasters or they were a byproduct of other building activities isn't really known at this point. So is there a connection with what's used now? Not so much. I mean, Globigerina, of course, is still used in construction, but lime is used in conservation for sure, but generally not so much in building. I mean, people, you know, usually resort to using cement and that kind of thing for modern construction.
Bad.
We don't use those materials in conservation.
Right. Now, back to you, Professor Kassar, to close off this interview. Two very beautiful projects here we have. And before that, we mentioned it already, the one at the Grand Master's Palace. What's next? Projects that you would want to work on and which are in the pipeline, perhaps?
Not at the مش لسه أسبري تراجعوني لداود كيف أنت تسوى أوبا زوج بروجكت إمبرياتيف هفنا وسبيشال بنت نفهم يركي دي هفنا نشركة وهفنا شغل أهنا برو كل دربة اللي ندحلو إسا أهنا الماسترز بروغرام سير جاي يبدأ في أكتوبر 26 وكل دربة اللي يدخل جروب ستودنتي احنا ندورو ونفتشو بروجيت جديد باش يريد يكون ديداتيكو يريد يكون تايب على الستودنتي وكل وينا ما نعرفش فرسي عندما ما دسكوتينيش اما فرسي يك نفولفو في النفهم وما فيرو دي جامبين ان ديب اند برو نحسب يتالبو هفنا هفنا من دول بروفيشنال كونسيرفيتز اللي انا معنا ومن الكمبلسيتا تا الشور بازي كمان او مالتا كل بنيا فيرو اتنزاو السمد هزي برو كل بنيا او مالتا ايا جبل تانا الفرنكا وهو بالجير داك داك كيري ابنو و يكا هنا كاباتشي للداون للستودنتي وكي الكونسيفيشن أركيتكس عشان نلموهم وكل للستودنتي تال أركيتكتورا لي يدراو لما الجبلة تانا ما تستاش توزع السمد ينحسب لي النفهم أوها المليري jekk nintroduċuhom fuq daw il-proġetti naħseb se jitalbu ħafna ħafna. U nista' ngħidlek minissa li daw iż-żgħar 20-year-olds diġà jafu għad il-ħaġa.
Jiena nirringrazzjakom ħafna. Torna dawra ma' żewġ proġetti importantissimi illi għal ħafna nies forsi ma kinux fuq ir-radar u issa forsi bix-xogħol qegħdin tagħmlu intom huwa meta jkun lest dan ix-xogħol wieħed ikun jista' jmur jittawlilhom dawn iż-żewġ.
Anki waqt ix-xogħol. Ngħidulhom in-nies jekk iridu jikkuntattjawna, jekk interessahom daw ix-xogħol biex jiġu jaraw, iġibu t-tfal iż-żgħar, inti iva, jikkuntattjawna.
Mela, nagħmlu l-appell min hawn biex min huwa interessat biex jara dawn il-proġetti ta' konservazzjoni li għaddejjin ġol Knisja ta' Ħalmilliri, Limiti taż-Żurrieq, u fin-ninfejhom ġol Argotti il-Furjana jagħmel kuntatt mad-Dipartiment tal-Konservazzjoni u Wirt Mibni tal-Università u jmorru jaraw bajnejhom x'qegħdin jagħmlu. U anka fejn naf jien nistgħu wkoll inħajru żgħażagħ li jieħdu l-konservazzjoni anka bħala studju ħalli jkollna anka esperti mhux illum biss imma anka fil-futur. Jiena nirringrazzjakom, Jennifer Portel, thank you very much for your intervention on the program.
Thank you.
Professor Joan Kassar, grazie ħafna tax-xogħol li qegħdin tagħmlu.
Grazie.
Jiena Wilfred Kennedy, inselmilkom.